You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 7:36 on this Monday, May 21st. We start a series of candidate forums this half hour. We are going to be focusing in on the candidates running for state senate in the upcoming recall election on June the 5th. We start with a Libertarian candidate in the 13th Senate District, Terry Virgil. He's running against the incumbent Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald was invited to participate in one of these forums, but has not yet replied to the invitation. Democratic candidate Lori Compass in the 13th Senate District will be on the show tomorrow at this time. Right now, we welcome your questions for Libertarian candidate Terry Virgil. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Terry Virgil is a former U.S. Marine railroad conductor, and he runs a home-based business from his home in Cambridge. He's a Libertarian candidate for Wisconsin's 13th Senate District, which covers nearly all of Dodge County and parts of Jefferson, Dane, and Waukesha counties. He joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. So why are you running for state senate in the recall election?
It is very simple. I feel basically saying that I don't want to see Laura Compass get into the state senate. I believe that her ideas are wrong. Scott Fitzgerald, he has been in there too long, I feel, and it's time to make a new move and new change.
So has he done anything wrong besides being in there too long?
Well, he has done a few things that I feel that he should have been able to do, like with the budget. The state budget is the most important part of our state totally. I know for a fact that 60% of our state budget goes towards public education. I believe that's a little bit too high. I believe we should be cutting in that area, and I believe that we should be putting it towards our infrastructure. I know he supports the governor because he is a Republican, and I have one thing I have to say, that he did stay when everybody else ran away.
You're referring to the Democrats who left the state to stop a vote on the Act 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and why was that wrong?
I feel that's wrong. I feel as a person, you should be able to stand up and say, okay, fine, let's have the vote. And I feel that if you're going to run away and hide, then what's going to happen when you got another issue? You're going to run away and hide just like that?
The Democrats say they ran away, as you call it, to allow debate on a bill that would have passed if they had been here, and there would have been no debate.
I beg the difference on that a little bit. I believe that they could have had a debate on that issue in any way, because they do have the right to hold a debate.
There'd be a one-day debate, and it would have passed. So you're just saying they should have been here for it to pass.
That's correct.
Yeah. What is it that you think needs to be done in terms of cutting education? $900 million was cut from education in this past budget.
That is true. Seeing that we had $900 million that had to be cut, I feel that there still has to be a little bit more in order for us to come up with a balanced budget. Now, there are two things that has to happen before you have a balanced budget. Number one, you have to cut the budget in the areas that cost the most. And number two, you have to come up with a law that does tell the state that they cannot borrow in any funds and change it over from fiscal and get rid of the fiscal year system.
So how much more should have been cut out of education to balance the budget?
I would say about another 30%.
Yeah, well, what about the quality of education if you do that?
The quality of education has to be looked at as well in that area. Number one, you have to raise the bar on education for the students, and you also have to raise the bar on those that teach and hold them accountable. If they want to gain raises and stuff like that, then they should be able to perform at that higher level. and be able to get our students into colleges and universities.
Why do you think so much money has to be cut from education? Help us understand why you think that's where the waste is.
The real waste is not necessarily in the pockets of the teachers, but more or less in the administration area. That's where the budget should be cut in that area, because I believe that teachers are doing an adequate job with what they have, but we also have to tighten the belt too, because I am one that's in favor of a different type of an education, such as homeschool, charter schools, school choice, and private schools. I believe that competition has to be there. And in order to provide competition, we have to cut the budget in an area so that the others can compete with the public schools.
So do you think that more taxpayer money should go to private schools and less to public schools?
None of it should go to private schools. No taxpayer dollar should pay for a private school at all. I myself was personally educated in a public school system. And believe it or not, I was passed on just like everybody else, and everybody said, well, he'll just eventually get it. But I'll tell you the truth, that was heartbreaking for me. That was a wake-up call and said, no, I'm going to get an education, and I did.
We have Brad on Facebook who asked this question in response to a posting that he saw on your Facebook page. He said, please provide a source for saying that the way a child is taught by homeschooling is 30 to 50 times smarter than any public school child.
Here's the answer to that question. Number one, most homeschool children can get into a college or university better than any public school child. Their education level is up there, up to where it needs to be. A public school child will just get lost in the system, as I was even told I was going to get lost, and yet I still made it, but it was a hard struggle.
Yeah, I think he's asking for a source. Is that just your belief, or would you have a statistic?
We got all kinds of sources out there to control this. Matter of fact, if you go to the university, those that were homeschooled do better. That's our real sources. And they also do better in gaining jobs, getting jobs. They are out there doing much, much higher. It's like about 30% higher.
Well, also on your Facebook page, you talk about budget cutting and balancing the budget, and you say they are different. Why do you say they are different?
Number one, in order to balance a budget, you have to cut the budget, and then you have to come up with a law that changes the way that we spend our revenue, and to show that our revenue spending has to be done differently. We have to, in order to balance a budget, you got to get rid of fiscal. Fiscal means that a state, federal government, or any type of government can borrow money, which creates a deficit. You will not have a balanced budget if you have a deficit. That's been proven when Governor Jim Doyle was in office.
Governor Walker says he balanced the budget. So what needs to be balanced?
Cutting the budget is not balancing a budget. You need to come up, like I said, with a law that states that the state of Wisconsin has to change from a fiscal to starting from January 1 to December 31st with a budget, and just using the revenue that we bring in, not borrowing any money, not going after any sources that will cause us to raise our deficit.
If I'm not mistaken, the Walker administration also recently released a prediction that Wisconsin would have a budget surplus by the end of next year, I believe. So aren't we on the right track when it comes to that?
No, no, not. Believing that we will have a budget surplus is wishful thinking on the Republican Party. I've been in economics myself. I have gone through economics in my college. I have a degree in business administration, and most of it was in the economic area. So I do have an economic background. And I would say balancing budget by just cutting the budget is a mistake. It's going to cause even more problems.
Mm-hmm. You ran for lieutenant governor in 2010. Is that your only political experience, running for lieutenant governor in 2010?
I did run for some small city offices in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, as well as the school board. So I have a little bit of experience in that area.
Mm-hmm. And why though run during this recall? Why not wait for a regular election cycle? And why run during the recall?
There's an old saying that says, "When opportunity knocks, take it." This is an opportunity to show the state of Wisconsin that yes, the Libertarian Party is behind Wisconsin. I prefer to work as a team member in the state and not provide anything for myself. This is what I'm doing, is for the people of the 13th Senate District as well as the state of Wisconsin.
Terry Virgil is our guest. He is a Libertarian candidate running in Wisconsin's 13th Senate District. That's the district that is currently being represented by Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald is facing recall, and he is also being challenged by Democratic candidate Lori Compass. She will be our guest tomorrow at this time. And Senator Fitzgerald has not accepted our invitation to do one of these forums. We welcome your questions now for Terry Virgil. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Quick check of the weather. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day today. Sunny and mild. High temperatures ranging from the mid-60s in the north to the lower 70s in the south. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Monday, May 21st. Coming up after 8, we're going to be talking about the good food revolution. We'll be talking with urban farmer and a superstar in this good food revolution, Will Allen, coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we are talking with Terry Virgil, a former U.S. Marine, a railroad conductor. He runs a home-based business. He is a Libertarian candidate for Wisconsin's 13th Senate District. He will be facing Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald and Democratic challenger Lori Compass in the June 5th recall. And we welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Now, you mentioned, Mr. Virgil, that you think it's time for Senator Fitzgerald to move aside, that he's been in there long enough. You also said that you are running in the recall to stop Lori Compass from winning this particular seat. What is it about Lori Compass that you object to?
The number one thing that I object to her most of all is due to the fact that she did have this recall petition started. My own personal opinion is I believe that the recall petition should not even happen. And number two reason is she has no economic value. I've read her literature. I've gone through her literature. And if you were to look at my press releases and stuff, it's always going after her literature, especially in the area of economics. She says one thing. She says she's in favor of smaller state government. Well, I hate to say this, Lori, but the Democratic Party wants big government, not small government. That is not on their ticket or platform at all. That's one thing. And when I read these things, it looks like you are flip-flopping from side to side. That is one thing that I have seen. And you are in favor of creating jobs here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, the best thing to do, Lori, and I'm going to say this right flat out, is entrepreneurship is the best way for any economic recovery. We've seen that in history. We've seen that in the Great Depression. We're in a depression now. This is this depression that we're in is even bigger than the Great Depression. And in order to stabilize an economy, you cannot have government intervention. Matter of fact, I will say this much. It's against the Constitution to even have any government intervention.
So government should also not provide tax breaks for businesses to try to stimulate or encourage job creation?
Well, actually, in this area, the government should not even stimulate or even come up with anything. Matter of fact, what the government should do is make it easier for entrepreneurship. What we can do is a couple things. Number one, it's always been on my agenda to get rid of income tax here in the great state of Wisconsin and corporate tax. And I have talked to some corporations when I was running for lieutenant governor here in the great state of Wisconsin / governor that they would come into the state if we could just do that alone. Having a flat and fair tax is a very good idea. Matter of fact, the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Gary Johnson, used the same ideas in the state of New Mexico, and it worked.
Let's take some callers. We have Stephen in Milwaukee with us. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Yes, what is your question?
Yes, I have a question that's been in the news recently. I was wondering if your guest is for or against Wisconsin becoming a right-to-work state with private or public unions?
I believe it's a right-to-work state. I believe that the right-to-work would work here in the state of Wisconsin. I've seen the numbers in other states where it has worked. And hopefully that can answer your question.
Yeah, why do you think... So you agree that in Wisconsin we should weaken the private unions by having a business. They don't have to join unions or pay union dues should they accept a job at a union shop.
Here's the other reason why I say that, answer that question this way, too. I was a member of unions, and I've seen some very bad leadership in unions. But that's not the issue. The issue is people should have the right to be able to tell a union where their funds should go. The unions do support the Democrats a lot.
Yeah, and unions can opt out of their dues going to pay for any political activity, though.
Now they can. Back when I was running as lieutenant governor, no, you couldn't. But I'm glad to see that's a step forward. Number two is I believe that the unions here in the state can work with private sector, should be able to. It's up to the private sector to be unionized. Yes, state workers can be, public workers can be. They can have the right to collective bargaining. I believe that's a good answer for that one. I believe that if they use collective bargaining, that they should take a look at, number one, the budget. The budget is the key on anything. Do they want to have taxpayers have their taxes raised up even higher, or put the state into a greater deficit.
And so would you have voted to strip most public employees of their collective bargaining rights?
No. I would have talked to the unions. I would have sat down and said, look, guys, this is what needs to be done. We have to do these things in order to survive as a state. If not, we're going to go bankrupt. And I don't want to see the state go bankrupt.
What is your position on iron mining in northern Wisconsin?
Open it up. That is my whole position. Here's the reason why. Jobs. It creates jobs. It develops the economy. The economy is boosted. Wisconsin will grow.
Yeah, you're not concerned about any environmental dangers with that.
I am concerned about that. I believe that if a mining operation is privatized and can show that they are going to be responsible to the environment, then open up.
Do you think that there is a war on women in Wisconsin?
A lot of people would say yes, there is. I don't think so. I've been discriminated a lot in getting jobs myself, and I've been discriminated against big time because I'm a military man. And I don't think that there is. I don't see it happening. I would say if it is, it's just a small minority group just saying that.
So would you have voted for the repeal of the Equal Pay Enforcement Act, which allowed women to, or anyone, to go to court, to state court, to seek remedy for wage discrimination?
Yes, I would have voted in favor of that. I believe that people have the right to seek out justice wherever it's needed.
So you would not have repealed that ability? You would not have, the vote took away that ability.
I would have repealed it.
All right. Bob.
Sorry about that answer.
All right. Bob in Franklin. Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi. The issues facing the state can be very complicated, and I think an education is very important. What level of education have you received?
I got a bachelor's degree in business management.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have just a minute to go, and you did mention that earlier. Thanks, Bob, for the call. Why should people vote for you on June 5th?
Number one, it will bring our economy back to the state of Wisconsin. Number two, if we have the Democrats coming into our political system, we will be even more damaged as a state economically. We will have higher unemployment with the Democrats coming in. I could see this happening. Take a look at Milwaukee. It's one of the worst cities in the nation. Matter of fact, it's ranked number four in poverty level because of the way the Democrats are.
We're going to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you very much for coming in. Terry Virgil, former U.S. Marine, railroad conductor, and libertarian candidate for Wisconsin's 13th Senate District. He will be facing State Senator Scott Fitzgerald and Democratic challenger Lori Compass on the June 5th ballot. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.